Welcome back to Happier Life Today with yours truly, Sharice Taylor, your pop of positivity. You know, one of the things that I believe our society is challenged in is the art of conversation, being able to effectively share ideas, thoughts, and feelings with another person or persons. I believe that that skill set has been lost by many. And I don't think it's a generational thing. You know, when we talk about communication skills, interpersonal skills, we tend to zero in on millennials, the Gen Z, and say, oh, it's because of the technology. It's because they're so reliant on texting and chatting that they don't know how to talk. I think some of that is true, but I don't think we can blame it on a generation. I think that it is just a skill set that has been lost, that is not thought about, that is not established and cultivated for a lot of people, regardless of what generation they were born into. And it's something that we have to get back to. Yesterday evening, I was looking at some live stream, and there was a young lady that was talking about what's happening at the time of this recording, a government shutdown. And so there's a lot of news about that, a lot of talk about it. And she was conveying a particular perspective and point of view about it. And there was someone in her chat that was saying all of her information was wrong. She didn't know what she was talking about, you know, and saying, hey, you should have a call-in show so we can go toe-to-toe and this type of thing. And she, very polished, very professional, went on and did her live stream and shared the information that she wanted to share. But you know what? And I've shared this before. I don't engage with people with that kind of spirit. I don't engage with people who are trying to convince me to come their way. And so it goes, we can thread listening skills, attentive listening skills, having a compassionate mind, a compassionate ear, if you will, to listen to people. And I think that is a big overarching challenge in our society now, is that everyone is trying to convince the other side, so to speak, to see things their way, to come their way, to demean or diminish their perspective, their beliefs, their point of view. And that's where we have really the conflict, is that I don't believe people know how to have a conversation. I don't believe that a lot of people know how to listen attentively and openly. And it's adversely affecting everything. It's adversely affecting politics. It's adversely affecting education. It's adversely affecting families. So it is an issue, and it's an issue that needs to be addressed. And I think a lot of people need to come to the realization that they're not good at it. They think they're good at it. You know, if you ask someone, are you a good listener? Do you keep good conversation? They'll be, yeah, oh yeah. And I truly believe that most people don't know what that entails. They don't know what it entails. And so it's something that we have to be mindful of. We have to start being aware of it. What does real good conversation and real good dialogue include? We'll talk about it more here on Be Happier Today. Please visit the website at happierlifetoday.com. Until next time, I wish you a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and a happy always.